All right, let's go.
Well, Dad, we're having a special edition of the Don Cherry's Grapevine podcast. We usually do our shows on Sunday morning, but here it is Monday night, and we're doing it because Marc Bergevin of Montreal General Manager was let go. So we wanted to talk about this because we're getting a lot of emails and we're getting a lot of requests to get your opinion.
Well, first of all, I have to talk about Vancouver. You know, I will talk about Bergevin, but I have to talk about Vancouver. And early in the show that I was talking about, the referees, and I always said the referees, when they had control of the game, if you remember what I said, if we would get up 3 or 4 or 5 goals, then we'd get penalty after penalty after penalty. They control the game. Last night, Vancouver, 16-minute mark, 16-minute of the third period, and what they call, he called a penalty. Now, a penalty was a penalty. That's the way they feel it. Penalty is a penalty. Doesn't matter to me. Let the players decide the game. There was 4 minutes left to go. And bing, in goes the goal. Bergeron, Marchand put the puck in the net, top corner.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, what I was watching that, though, Dad, I'll tell you what reminded me of this. It's a little bit of a long story, and we'll get on to Montreal in a minute, was I remember you were coaching the Ice Dogs in the junior club, and I remember you were on the ice, and you were telling the defenseman, if you're killing a penalty, don't run at a guy in the corner. And they kept arguing with you. They said, well, what are we supposed to do? And contain.
And they get so sick of that word contain. And it was for the centerman too. Don't run at the guy. Let the guy stay in the corner. Not going to score from there. Very few guys except Gretzky scored from there.
Right.
And what happened was, and then Gilmore comes on the ice.
Yeah, so you invite Dougie Gilmore to come to help.
Yeah, and there's another thing. We keep going on and on. How come they don't get Sittler down there to teach guys? Who is a better guy in a draw than Sittler, Daryl Sittler?
Yeah.
To teach the young guys. They're not doing bad.
Yeah, they're not doing bad. But then you remember you invited Dougie
Gilmore.
Okay,
Dougie Gilmore, come on the ice.
And what did he say to the kids?
And the first thing he said was, when you have a guy in the corner, I want you to contain. And all the guys looked at me. Oh, sure. You talked to him before to say that word. And you think I could convince them I didn't? But that's the word.
So then I'm watching the game last night, and Vancouver's killing the power play. And I think it was Marchand was in the corner. And he just stood there kind of like, come on, come on. And the Vancouver guy ran at him, and he walked around him, bing, winning goal.
And you know,
I just thought, like, you said the one thing you don't do is run at the guy in the corner, killing the penalty, and this guy ran at him. And when they scored, he was still in the corner.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that's what I thought about. That's what I laughed when I thought about
well,
that.
Well, Dougie Gilmore, and for that 1 year, he was the best player in the National Hockey League. Holy smokes.
Yeah, but I mean, just to talk quickly about Vancouver, I mean, you know, they got the referee. Remember, I forget what game they were playing against, and they gave Demko a minor penalty for pushing the puck off.
Penalty is a penalty.
And then they scored to lose, so they're running into some tough times.
No, you had an interesting stat. What was that stat you had about Vancouver? Or no, that was Montreal. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But, you know, I watched Travis Green is going through. I remember. And I just feel so sorry for the guy. For Travis Green. You know, he's a good coach. He is a good coach. I still feel so sorry for him.
Well, I have to say, I think Vancouver's got a lot of dogs on their team.
Well, they got one dog, and he wins it Rookie of the Year, and I wouldn't give him Chump of the Year right now, that Pedersen.
Yeah.
And another guy, though, that I really like is Derek King. He's 6-3 now. They had a full house last night in Chicago, which was great. And they outshot Chicago, and they lost, and they lose anyhow. But they played great. And Derek King's got him going good. Now, all right, now this here thing with Bergeron, and the reason we're doing this, I want you to give your version what you think of the firing of Marc Bergeron.
I think it was unfair. I really do. I mean, you can't lose Carey Price and Weber, and you lose, you know, that Philip Danault, who's their best penalty killer, and I mean, he was okay guy, signed an 8-year contract in L.A. You can't. And then they lose Kotkaniemi, who, you know, gets a $6 million deal from the Carolina.
For five goals.
I think both of them combined are $11 million. They got eight goals. And I just don't think it's, I just don't think it's fair that you lose the best goalie in the league and you lose your best defenseman who played 25 minutes, was a plus six in the playoffs, and expect them to do anything. And I, you know, I said to you, Dad, I wondered that if Montreal got beat out by Winnipeg in the playoffs, so Bergeron would still have his job, because they just had, you know, unrealistic expectations because of how good Carey Price is.
Well, the guy they hired was Jeff Gordon. Gorton. Now, remember that. Remember that name. Mm-hmm. He's the executive vice president of hockey operations. But make no mistake, he's a GM. He'll hire a GM that can speak first. I would think it'd be a first-year guy or a guy that really needs a, you know, really wants
a
job.
Yeah, just kind of a guy that's going to listen to him. And
yeah. And probably got a guy in mind right now.
And you think the GM will have to speak French?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Why did you make no mistake? This Jeff is, they wanted to hire him. They wanted to make him GM, but he couldn't speak French. So he's not going to go. So he'll be there. But the guy they hire, and who did you say? Patrick Waugh?
Well, that's the rumor going. Well, it's kind of, you know, you don't know. You just the rumors that are interesting on the internet. One said that Dominic Duchamp, he'll finish out the year, and then next year they're going to get Patrick Waugh to coach.
Well, you don't tell Patrick Waugh what to do.
It'd be interesting, though. It'd be fun.
It had to be done, Tim. They're the worst team. Well, second, pretty well the worst team in the league. The worst start they've ever had in all of their history. Something had to be done, and he cleaned house. I mean, I'm not going through the names, but
yeah,
he cleaned house.
But here's my thing, Dad. They've lost seven games by two goals or less, which means, you know, probably a lot of.
Yeah.
And then they lost two games in overtime, so that's nine games that they've
lost. And they don't have the big defenseman
and Price. So let's say they won five of those games, five out of those nine games.
Yeah.
They'd be ahead of the Bruins right now.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just wonder if the Molsons wanted to do this, and they didn't, this was their chance to do it.
It had to be done. And what I would have done if I had my brother.
Yeah, because we talked about this a little bit on Sunday.
I would have let it go. I think that Weber will be back. I think Price he wants to show something. I think next year they would have been smoking next year. I would have let it go, but he owns the club, and they own the club, and they know what to do. And how many games are we into the season now?
20 games, 20-some games into the season.
27 games in the season. He made the play. He made the finals last year. I would have to say he's the only general manager, and I'm probably wrong. I hope. Bergeron is the only manager that I heard of that made the playoffs and went into the finals and get fired the next year. Well, Vancouver is playing the Canadiens tonight. And if anything happens, I'm not saying anything, and I hope it doesn't happen, but if anything happens, we'll talk about it next week, okay?